Quack.
Thank you.
gallon oil.
Now a thrush may have a crush on another little thrush, or a lark may start to spark with another lark. But if you start pecking with some strange chick, that ain't no way to make me stick, 'cause baby, that's strictly for the birds. Another hoot and owl, and the bat will tip his hat to another bat. But if you fly round and beat your chest, you won't find me home in the nest, 'cause baby, that's strictly for the birds. Now I know the little sparrow doesn't fly the straight and narrow, and the red, red robin keeps bobbing along. But if you look for a new bird, gonna be a very blue bird, 'cause I won't sit still and let you do me wrong. Oh, a wren may get a yen for another little wren, or a hawk may meet a hawk and invite the star. But when you come crying for better terms, bring me something instead of worms. Oh, baby, that's strictly for the birds. A hawk and invite the star. But when you come crying for better terms, bring me something instead of worms. Oh, baby, that's strictly for the birds. Oh, baby, that's strictly for the birds.
Ring-necked pheasant.
the finch.
Suppering is here. Life is skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do. Don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with a cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Parasitic Jaeger.
From the Pigeon Convention in Peoria, Bert from Sesame Street.
I love pigeons, and I love how they walk. And I've created a really cool dance called Doing the Pigeon. Doing the Pigeon. Dancing a little smidgen of the kind of ballet sweeps me away. Doing the pigeon, doing the pigeon. People may smile, but I don't mind. They'll never understand the kind of fun I find. Doing the pigeon, I love it. Doing the pigeon, it's me. Doing the pigeon every day. Oh boy, is that exciting? Now, I'll show you how to really do the dance good, okay? Oh, this is gonna be way out. Okay, feet, do your stuff. Dig this. Oh, I'm grooving now. Much. People may smile, but I don't mind. They'll never understand the kind of fun I find. Doing the pigeon, doing the pigeon, doing the pigeon every day.
Semi-palmated sandpiper.
enjoyable creature eats flies. I can sleep on the wing. Amazing. Amazing that. Sleeps on the wing and it can fly like at different angles because it like, it's when it, you know. What I'm trying to tell you is like the wings. The wings beat at different speeds. And when the wings beat at different speeds, they like go different directions somehow. It's got a wingspan about 7, 8, 12 inches. Somewhere near. In the nest, they have little funny things which like catch onto the backs of them. Now, they're called parasites. They've got six legs and they look very ugly. They ruin the life of the swift. The swift is capable of flying at least 80 miles an hour. In a dive, it'll probably get up to 120. I've had enough. I want a drink.
Poot.
The Robin.
Meow. robin sings his evening song from the top of a tall tree. Another robin answers from a distance. In the nearby woods, the veery trills an enchanting song. Farther off, a wood thrush sings flute-like notes. The cricket joins the concert. As darkness gathers about the woods, the whippoorwills add their weird cries. This woodland concert is given from sunset until nightfall.
Marsh hawk.
Thank you. This music is so relaxing. Don't you think? Or don't you? Anyway, welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. Wings over Bit Slap today. Today we bring you a salute to our fine feathered friends, the birds. Not those birds, but the birds. You know, the little guys. The guys that eat the bugs. The guys that poop on your head. The guys that make such nice music. Those birds. We started with something from Stevens and Gridnick called Herman. That was that duck thing. The Golden Canary after that, Birds and the Brook. Mr. Jerry Lewis, Strictly for the Birds. The Holy Modal Rounders. Best known from the soundtrack of Easy Rider. That was If You Want to Be a Bird. Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. Favorite activity of mine. And I'll bet yours too. Although, with my new job as Bangor's official pigeon whisperer, I'm going to have to watch that. We heard from Bert at Sesame Street doing the pigeon. Martin Chambers, he's the drummer for the Pretenders, and that was something called The Swift. H.P. Lovecraft, High Flying Bird, a song that everybody, but everybody has done. H.P. Lovecraft, too. Wild Bird Calls from somebody who prefers to remain anonymous before they drag him away. And the Song of the Dodo Bird from the Dodo Quartet, who are not extinct, at least not yet. At least I don't think they are. But of course the Dodo Bird is. Dodo Bird, I believe, went extinct back in the 30s. Or no, that was the passenger pigeon. The Dodo has been extinct since the last century, or the one before that, you know. Long time ago, so forget I mentioned it. Anyway, so we have a salute to the little birdie friends of ours. And I know you've all looked out the window and seen them all and wondered what they are. And you've heard them singing, so I've tried to include little snippets of their songs with an explanation of who they are. Barely scratching the surface, but wait till next time. We'll have another one sometime, I'm guessing. There's plenty of room. In the meantime, back in the air we go. Stay tuned. If I stay awake.
Singing in the dead of night. Take the stroking wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for the snowman to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you were only waiting for the snowman to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black eye. Blackbird fly, blackbird. to fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to arise. You're only waiting for this moment to arise. You're only waiting for this moment to rise.
Black neck stilt.
If I were a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing. I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And in the top rigging, I'd there build my nest and a pillow my head on her lily white breast. I'm just a young sailor, and my story sad. For once I was happy and a brave sailor lad. I courted a lassie by night and by day, but now she has left me and gone far
Crow.
Early night. Head and shaggy feathered breast, wings, tail once droppedly not, looking down their homely beaks and feeling kind of blue. Some 24 big black crows are thinking what to do. Now when them crows looked up, they peeked between some hollyhocks. They spied a wash line full of shirts and pants and handkerchiefs and socks. And when some old maid come along to take the washing in, them 24 big black crows, they picked her on the chin. The old maid started spluttering and hollering like a loon. She headed for the wagon shed to get herself a broom. But when she went kerflummoxed plunk amongst some pumpkin vine, them 24 big black crows, they carried off the line. Now 24 big black crows are doing pretty well. They went to pay a visit to the farmer in the dell. They found the farmer in the dell, real busy planting corn. And though he spied them big black crows, he didn't seem forlorn. Nearby, amongst a briar patch, as seems the story goes, were 24 farmer sons a-watching at them crows. And when them crows were about to start to eat their gizzards sore, from 24 shooting arms there came one mighty roar. The farmer in the dell worked on and on from early morn. He finished in the evening with the planting of his corn. And with his sons at supper time, he joined in joyful sigh. At 24 big black crows, all baked into a pie.
Ruffed grouse.
And we're launching, and we're crashing. Let's hit the pigs till they all go pop. We're the best birds, but we're angry. If you take our eggs, we're never gonna stop. Every female level, we will get 3 stars and set you straight. Maybe find a golden egg and win until the next update. Screw the pigs, screw the pigs. They're wearing helmets, hard hats, using tricks. Fake mustaches and green skin. It don't matter, cause I know I'm gonna win. Birds on the side, they're pretty fly. Launch them in the air, the pigs can't hide. It's totally fair, you took our eggs like a spy. And besides, I got my finger as a guide. Touch the screen, the birds are angry. Mean they don't stop on Christmas or Halloween. They're always gonna switch to a different theme. They're definitely making up the greatest team. Got that slingshot and pull it back. Aim for the right spot, then attack. You took our eggs, that was whack. And if you do it again, we're coming back. But sometimes you pigs just won't go. Always come again like 4 in a row. We gotta get them to stop, cause they will overflow. Say goodbye, no hello. Stop your laughing and stop the snatching. We don't have eggs, so we don't have hatch. Get ready for the birds who are so diverse. Let's talk about them in the next verse. And we're launching, and we're crashing. Let's hit the pigs till they all go pop. We're the best birds, but we're angry. If you take our eggs, we're never gonna stop. Every female level, we will get 3 stars and set you straight. Maybe find a golden egg and win until the next update. Black and yellow, red, white, and blue. Even green is a color thrown in there too. A little behind, well then let's go through all the words and the birds that are gonna help you. The red bird, the first one you meet, the first bird to tweet, and the first defeat. So take a seat, watch the bird compete. Even though it's petite, it is elite. It's a basic bird who's not going unheard. Doesn't have a power, ain't that absurd. But still the red one can be lots of fun, cause then we get a home run and the pigs are done. Look up at the sky and you will see blue, cause after the red, this bird had a debut. Is my vision blurred? What's that I see? Looks like that bird just became free. Yeah, that's right, cause blue came to fight, bringing all the class and breaking all the glass. Never running out of gas, don't need a pass. Getting every pig, even the last. You can call them as bird one, bird two. So don't forget it, say I heard you. The best and the baddest birds will never ride. There is no way those pigs will survive. And we're launching, and we're crashing. Let's hit the pigs till they all go pop. We're the best birds, but we're angry. If you take our eggs, we're never gonna stop. Every female level, we will get 3 stars and set you straight. Maybe find a golden egg and win until the next update. So the next fellow makes pigs get mangled after getting hit by the yellow triangle. Lightning fast and the speed will increase on 1, 2, 3, release. So it's up in the air and the time is just right. You give a little tap of the speed of light. This chick's angry, not polite. Breaks through wood, it don't bite. If you're looking for a blast, take this road. There's a bird that's black, likes to explode and crack the code to make the pigs erode. Help us get back the eggs that were owed. From black to white, this bird is dropping one last egg right on top. And I really don't get why they're dropping eggs though. If you want them back, why let them go? The green bird always wants to hang, cause it was one of the last ones that was in the gang. Oh no, too far, this bird has sprang, but it's coming right back like a boomerang. The last bird's red and you stretch it out, has an angry face that makes you shout, breaking everything that is in its route. They smell fear with the green pig snout. And we're launching, and we're crashing, let's hit the pigs till they all go pop. We're the best birds, but we're angry. If you take our eggs, we're never gonna stop. Every feeling level, we will get 3 stars and set you straight. Maybe find a golden egg and win until the next update. And we're launching, and we're crashing, let's hit the pigs till they all go pop. We're the best birds, but we're angry. If you take our eggs, we're never gonna stop. Every feeling level, we will get 3 stars and set you straight. Maybe find a golden egg and win until the next update. And the mighty eagle, I forgot about that one, sorry.
The Nightingale.
Attention, your attention, buzzards. You probably wonder why we've gathered all you auspicious buzzards together today. Well, this is a celebration of all the wonderful years that Gertrude and I have been together. Yes, and just special for this occasion, we have composed a song. Making circles in the sky, waiting for something nice to die. Oh, yes. I think back on our lives and sigh. Oh, we've got each other. Other birds warble and other birds sing. Those birds that herald the coming of spring are calling us garbage disposals with wings. But we've got each other. Oh, how we dine as the meat decomposes. All kinds of creatures walk by, hold their noses. So we ain't exactly no bouquet of roses. But we've got each other. We're buzzards in love, yes, sirree. We belong to the hawk family. Though we smell like manure, of one thing we're sure, we're buzzers in love, yes, sirree. That's right, we're buzzers in love, yes, sirree. The beauty of your naked head is emphasized by that cold, steely glare in those red, bloodshot eyes. I love how you shriek in those blood-curdling cries. We've got each other, honey. Remember that wino we found by the creek? We must have partied for nearly a week, laughing until the tears ran down our beaks. We've got each other, yes. We're buzzers in love, sisters. We belong to the hawk family. Though we smell like manure, we're sure we're buzzers in love, yes, sir.
That's right,
we're buzzers in love, yes, sir.
Yes. Our relatives seem to get more every day. They laugh as they drag all the big chunks away. But as we get older, I've just gotta say, darling, we've got each other. And when that day comes when we cannot compete with our arthritic wings and our tired, swollen feet, and when we ain't got nothing else we can eat, we've got each other. Brothers in love, yes, sir. We belong to the hawk family. Though we smell like manure, of one thing we're sure, we're brothers in love, yes, sir.
That's right.
We're
Mr. Buzzard's in love, yes, sir.
That was lovely. Now, come on, everyone, one more for the gizzard.
Yes, sir, Buzzard's in love, yes, sir. We belong to the Hawk family. No, we smell like manure. I want to make sure we're buzzards in love, yes, sir.
That's right.
We're buzzards in love, yes, sir.
Hudsonian curlew. Kara Kara.
Well, I had a little gal who was sweet on me, as round and plump as she could be. We went for a stroll one day in the park, and came that expression, this sad remark. Walk, chicken, walk, you're too fat to fly. Regret it till the day I die. She turned around and she looked me in the face. I said, pardon me, ma'am, I'm to some other place. Walk, chicken, walk, cause you're too fat to fly. Some new neighbors moved in and I told Pat that I'd go down and help them out. The corn fed daughter got stuck in the door. I made the same mistake that I made before. Walk, chicken, walk, you're too fat to fly. Walk, chicken, walk, I regret it till the day I die. She turned around and she looked me in the face. I said, pardon me, ma'am, I'm just some other place. Walk, chicken, walk, cause you're too fat to fly. Now just down the hollow, not far from home, a big tent meeting was a-going on. When Sister Johnson hit the sawdust pile, she looked straight at me and she went all wild. Walk, chicken, walk, you're too fat to fly. Walk, chicken, walk, I'll regret it till the day I die. She turned around and she looked me in the face. I said, pardon me, ma'am, I'm due some other place. Walk, chicken, walk, cause you're too fat to fly.
Prairie Chicken.
Well, you're up at 5 every morning, determined to keep me awake. I have a pillow pressed against my head, praying you'll give me a break. You sit out there on my window ledge, mocking me in a different language. You motherfucking seagull, you're wrapped with wings. Get off my house, learn to sing. You motherfucking seagull, get a job. If you steal another one of my chips, I'll rip off your feather and knob. Motherfucking seagull. Motherfucking seagull. The amount of times I felt your excrement, you always aimed for my head. Come over here and have some more food. For you, I've got a sodium tablet. I hope you explode in your afternoon nap, just like the drummers from Spinal Tap. You motherfucking seagull, you're wrapped with wings. Get off my house, I learn to sing. You motherfucking seagull, get a job. If you steal another one of my chips, I'll rip off your feather and knob. You motherfucking seagull. All you have to do is get out of sight. Why can't you migrate to the Isle of Wight? I hate having to put up a fight against a bird, a rat, a gannet with wings. I'm becoming tired of everything. You motherfucking seagull. You motherfucking seagull, you're wrapped with wings. Get off my house, learn to sing. You motherfucking seagull, get a job. If you steal another one of my chips, I'll rip off your feather and knob. You motherfucking seagull. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you're up at 5 every morning. Fucking seagulls.
Herring gull.
Over rocks and trees and sand, soaring over cliffs and gently floating down to land. She proudly lifts her voice to sound her mating call, and soon her mate responds by singing, "Haw, haw, haw, come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest with me. Fly with me, lesbian seagull, to my little nest by the sea. With me, the mealtime to see her fish, and she emerges with one squirming in her beak. She plays among the waves and hides between the swells. She walks the beach at twilight, searching for some shell. Come with me, lesbian seeker. Settle down and rest with me. Oh, fly with me, lesbian seeker, to my little nest by the sea. They watch the setting sun. She looks at her as if to say, the day is done. It's time to find the shelter hidden in the dunes and fall asleep amidst the music of the moon. You and me, lesbian singer. Just watch the world go by. Just you and me, lesbian seeker. Side by side we'll be till we die. You and I, we can make it if we try. Our love will keep us flying high.
The pheasant.
Sure. world. Bird brain is the ultimate product of capitalism. Bird brain, chief bureaucrat of Russia, yawning. Bird brain ran FBI 30 years, appointed by FDR, and never chased Cosa Nostra. Bird brain apportioned wheat to be burned, keep prices up on the world's markets. Bird brain lends money to developing nation police states through the world's banks. Bird brain offers brain transplants in Switzerland. Bird brain wakes up in the middle of the night and arranges his sheets. I am Bird Brain. I rule Russia, Yugoslavia, England, Poland, Argentina, United States, El Salvador. Bird Brain multiplies in Russia, China, and the United States. Bird brain inhabits Stalin's corpse inside the Kremlin wall. Bird brain dictates petrochemical agriculture in Africa's desert regions. Bird brain lowers North California's water table, sucking it up for Orange County agribusiness banks. Bird brain clubs baby harp seals and wears their coats to terrorists. Bird brain runs the Pentagon, his brother runs the CIA, fat ass bucks. Bird brain writes and edits Time, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, Pravda, Izvestia. Bird brain is premier, premier, commissar, chairman, commissar, senator, chairman. Brain prepares Wonder Bread with refined white flour. Bird Brain sold slaves, sugar, tobacco, alcohol. Bird Brain sent 20 million intellectuals and Jews to Siberia. 15 million never got back to the Straight Door Cafe. Wore a mustache and ran Germany on amphetamines the last year of World War II. Bird Brain conceived the final solution to the Jewish problem of Europe. Bird Brain carried it out in gas chambers. Bird Brain borrowed Lucky Luciano, the mafia, from jail to secure Sicily for U.S. Bird Brain against the Reds. Manufactured guns in the Holy Land and sold them to white boys in South Africa. Bird Brain supplied helicopters to Central American generals to kill a lot of restless Indians, encourage a favorable business climate. He began a war of terror against Israeli Jews. Sent Zionist planes to shoot Palestinian huts near Beirut. Bird Brain outlawed opiates on the world market. Bird Brain formed the black market in opium. Bird Brain's father shot Skag in the hallways of the Lower East Side of New York. Organized Operation Condor to spray poison fumes on the marijuana fields of Sonora. Bird Brain got sick in Harvard Square from smoking Mexican grass. Bird Brain arrived in Europe to conquer cockroaches with propaganda. Bird Brain became a great international poet and went around the world praising the glories of Bird Brain. I declare Bird Brain to be victor in the poetry contest. He built the World Trade Center on New York Harbor without regard where the toilets emptied. Began chopping down the Amazon rainforest to build a wood pulp factory on the riverbank. Bird Brain in Iraq attacked Bird Brain in Iran. Bird Brain in Belfast throws bombs at his mother's ass. Bird Brain wrote Das Kapital, authored the Bible, penned the wealth of nations. Bird Bridge, humanity, he built the rainbow room on top of Rockefeller Center so we could dance. He invented the theory of relativity so Rockwell Corporation could make neutron bombs and rocket flats in Colorado. Bird Brain's gonna see how long he can go without coming. Bird Brain thinks his dong will grow big that way.
Bird Brain found out he was a Buddha by meditating.
Bird Brain's afraid he's gonna blow up the planet, so he built this rocket to get away.
Martin Denny, friends. Okay, where were we? We were talking about birds. We're playing bird songs today. We started that one with Blackbird. You remember that from the Beatles, of course. And that was an a cappella version from Julian Neal and some of his friends. He's all over the place. Ronnie Rinaldi, after that, If I Were a Blackbird, from the 50s. Bobby Blake. Probably better known as Terry Summers. I'm pretty sure that's Terry Summers. And that's out of the MSR Fortress. And that's 4 and 20 Big Black Crows. The Angry Birds song, for those of you who play with their phone more than talk on it. I see people talking or looking at their phone all the time. Just looking at their phone. When cell phones first came out, I was really happy. I was like, oh, good, people are talking again. No, they're not. They're looking at their phone. Buzzards in Love was Lance Brown. Goosey Goosey Gander, that came from an old cassette of mine called Farm Pets. A bunch of silly songs about animals. And it appeared that way that you heard it on the cassette. I did not screw with that one bit, I swear to God. It just came to me that way. Which always made it stand out in my heart. The doctor and I have discussed it enough and we found out it's okay. Little Jimmy Dickens, Walk, Chicken Walk. I think I played that before in my chicken shows. I think I've had two or three chicken shows. There's a lot more coming. Better stand back. Daniel Bradshaw, Motherfucking Seagull. I'm sure you know where that came from. And then, yes, it's come to this. Engelbert Humperdinck, On the Bit Slap. Go figure. And that was Lesbian Seagull. Engelbert Humperdinck. And then Robbie France, The Seahawk Wave, which I just found out is not a real bird song. I thought it was a bird song, so I put it in. But apparently there's a football team, and there's a game that's going on right now, I guess. It's these guys call themselves the Seahawks, and they want to go to the Super Bowl here in New Jersey. So more power to them. Good luck, guys. And then we heard from Allen Ginsberg with The Gluons, and that was Bird Brain. Okay? So coming up, couple of original versions of covers you just heard, and you know, we'll bring that out. My favorite bird, I have two. I have the wood thrush, which you'll hear closing out the show today, and of course my favorite of all, Phoebe Kestrel. So okay, please come back again next week. Don't be scared of the birds, they'll be gone by then. A lot of people are afraid of birds. Did you know that? I don't know. But don't be afraid, the birds will not be here next week. I don't know who will be. I don't even know who I'll be next week. It's a weird existence. But meanwhile, have a good week and put out a bird feeder for your friends.
There's a high-flying bird up in the sky, and I wonder if that bird looks down as he flies by, riding on the air so easy in the sky. The sun comes along, lights up the day, and when he gets tired, he slides on over the way. East to the west, he gets gone every day. But Lord, look at me here, rooted like a tree here. I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. I used to have a mule, and he worked in the mine. And that old mule, he got to be a buddy of mine. Then one day, my mule, he up and died. Oh, my mule up and died. Mule up and died. He had fly away, and the only way to fly was to die. There's a high-flying bird